Hey, listeners, Mike Snyder here.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech. Big news coming from Facebook related to its decision in January to indefinitely suspend former President Donald Trump following the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
On Friday, Facebook announced it would uphold Trump's suspension for 2 years, as our colleague Jessica Gwynn reports on tech.usatoday.com. After that period, Facebook said it would consult experts to determine whether, quote, the risk to public safety has receded, end quote, and make a call on Trump's return. If Trump was approved for reinstatement to both Facebook and Instagram, which could happen as early as January 7, 2023, he would face a strict set of rapidly escalating sanctions, it said, if he violates the company's rules again.
So, of course, it's no surprise here, but it seems like nobody is happy with this decision. Trump put out a statement condemning it, saying that Facebook is trying to censor him. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said platforms like Facebook have a responsibility to keep misinformation off its platform. Also, in terms of Trump and whether he will improve his behavior to Facebook's liking, Psaki said, quote, feels pretty unlikely that the zebra is going to change his stripes over the next 2 years, end quote. Of course, a lot of this started with the Facebook Oversight Board, which opened the door to a potential return for Trump to the platform after ruling in support of the suspension, but not the indefinite timeline. So it then asked Facebook to revisit.
So all this happens as Facebook has detailed plans to crack down on politician speech in the wake of the Trump suspension. Facebook said it would remove content from world leaders if, quote, the risk of harm outweighs the public interest, end quote. So instead of dialing back restrictions on the speech of world leaders who violated the social media company's content moderation policies, Facebook will now treat them no differently than any other user. Now, you can read more about all this stuff about Facebook and that decision on tech.usatoday.com.
Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any questions or show ideas? Do you have any thoughts about how Facebook has handled this whole situation? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23.
And I'm at Mike Snyder. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.